KI4DOS, KI4DOS, KZ4TMA. TMA Mobile.
This is KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo Mobile Handheld.
Okay. 4 GWR, standing by. Over. 4 GWR, this is KZ4 TMA.
Okay, good, copy. 10-9, that call sound for me.
So again, this is Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha, KZ4 TMA. The name is Simon, and I think I got you as KO4 GWR. Sounds like you were requesting a signal report. You're hitting the repeater all right. There's a good bit of white noise. So I can make out what you're saying, but it's not the strongest signal. I think you said you were mobile, but I'm not sure if that means HT or a mobile rig.
That, yeah, I am putting my handheld rig and will momentarily be switching to my base station rig. Wanted to see how this one was sounding, if she was still working as well. I appreciate the comeback, and I will actually be calling back out on the net here shortly for another radio check in the mobile. 10-4, KO4 GWR.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you're on the HT, and yeah, I can confirm it's working, but again, I guess if you are mobile with it, it would make sense as to why you were coming in and out quite a bit there. So I missed a few words, but I could make out what you were saying. I'll be on for another 2 minutes or so. So if I hear you call back from your other rig, I'd be happy to give you a signal report.
KZ4 TMA, KB4 CBA. How you doing, Simon?
CBA, that's Dave. Am I right?
Good.
Here in Malden, I was just in the parking lot, about to hop out, and but I heard this other station request a signal report, so I'm standing by to see if he speaks up from this station again to get another report. But hey, in the meantime, while we're waiting for him to speak up again, I was wondering, after the last time you and I spoke, I was curious. You had mentioned that you had my call sign down wrong, and you were surprised that I wasn't coming up. Does that mean you've got some kind of lookup function in your mobile rig, or were you just using your phone at the time, or what?
Let's see. I was talking to you on the mobile, and then I came inside and looked you up on QRZ, and I think I had you as KC4. Kilo Charlie 4 instead of Kilo Zulu 4, and you weren't coming up on the QRZ.com. But anyway, once I got your call right, then everything was fine.
No, I was curious because if you were on your mobile rig, I was just wondering what you were using. It sounded like maybe you had some kind of very fancy, high-tech mobile rig that was linked to QRZ in some way. Or anyway, I figured it was a chance for me to learn about some new trick or some new tool. But yeah, I recently discovered QRZ too, so yeah, that is a really handy feature.
And I use Blogbook of the World on my computer and my QRZ I usually have on my iPad. The one thing that I don't get from Logbook of the World is what county. They're always wanting to know what county it is. For some reason that doesn't come up. I don't know if it's something I can change in settings or what. But then QRZ does give you that information. So I just transfer it over to Logbook of the World, but anyway, that's why I have both of those up and running when I'm in the house, and I'm just sitting here waiting for the net at 7 on 3915 on 80 meters from looking going up there, or going down there, it looks like, looks like it's going to be pretty noisy tonight.
Good. Yeah, I was about to ask what net you had in mind, but you mentioned the 80 meters, so I'm not ready for that, but I do look forward to the day when I'm getting into those frequencies. But tell you what, maybe let's pause for a minute. Let's see if I think it was KO4GWR. I think that was the call. If that station still wants a signal report from the other piece of equipment, the other rig, go ahead and give us a call now. We'll pause for a minute. Dave, maybe I can hear him. Sounded like he was on AC and said he was going to change over to a mobile rig and try again. But anyway, well, Dave, I hope you enjoy that that net. And whenever I get ready for 80 meters, I'll be in line. I should have the car now. I'll be parking lot for another minute or two to see if that station wanted to try again. But yeah, have a good night. Good chat. 73, and I'll be clear after your final. This is KV4DMA.
Yeah, pretty noisy that last transmission. I don't know if your car moved or what. You can roll 2 or 3 inches and you know, change your transmit and receive drop down. But anyway. But I had a question to ask you, because we used to live on Oregon Street. We used to live there on, I think it was 23, 24. We were right there on the corner. God, what's that street that everybody cuts through? I can't think of the cut through street there. But everybody cuts through there going from East Ferris to Augusta. And we lived right there on the corner.
Is that right? Yeah. You're right, from Ferris to Augusta. So when was that you lived there? And am I coming through any better now?
It's still a little noisy, but readable. Let's see. We've been here, I think 2 years, this past July. I think that's right. Maybe 3. I don't know. Oh, me. We rented that house for a year, and then my stepmom passed away, and my dad went to assisted living, and he had he gave me the house here, and my sister got the house up in Maggie Valley. So anyway. So, but hey, it's paid for, and I'm happy.
KN4VWA.
Chief, how you doing?
Dave, how's that other station doing in there? I didn't catch your name. But listen, you're both sounding a little bit scratchy. Do I sound scratchy to you?
Good. That's Fineman in there, KZ4TMA. He's down in Malden right now.
Doing? No, you're coming through fine. Dave is a little scratchy for me, but as he just told me, apparently I was getting a little interference on my end as well. But yeah, Steve, it's good to hear your voice. It was fun to catch you on the other frequency, whatever that was, yesterday or day before. And Dave, no, that's funny. We just missed each other. If you were there till a couple years ago, we only arrived 2 years and 3 months ago. So I guess we were almost neighbors. But that's a fun connection to make.
Hey, do you like it here?
I'm liking it more and more the more I get to play with radios here.
No. You need to stay away from the riffraff on the radio. But do you like Greenville area?
Enjoy it. We actually moved here mainly for the reason to be closer to family. I'm from North Carolina, wife's from Alabama, so this way we get to be right between them.
So you're not one of those moving in from the left coast or from up north or some of those areas? DJ your help on that one. Is it me, or did he get scratchy again? Real scratchy.
Look for you there. 14694. This is KZ4TMA, clear for now.
Okay, there is a time on that, and if you need it, I'll have to look it up for you. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm without a mobile phone. I wouldn't be able to look up what its PL code is or anything. But which, but I may have that stored. Which repeater is that?
Greer repeater. Okay, well, let's get a 146.82. How about that one?
The other Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society repeater on Paris Mountain, right? I think, yeah, I've got both of those. So, yeah, we can do 82 for now, and then we can come back here if we need to try another one.
Steve to come down to 82. I'll see you on 146.82 KV4CBA.
82 KV4TMA.
4CBA.
KN4VWA. Dave, you sound a lot scratchier there than you did over on the 82, or, and you were perfect on the 94. How are you doing, Simon? How do I come back to you guys?
I agree, Dave, with a little scratch here on that one, and Steve, you're coming through. I'm now, how do I go?
David, could you read him there at the end?
No, I could not.
Okay. Simon, are you mobile or are you stationary?
I'm mobile. Well, I'm on a mobile rig, but I'm sitting still in a parking lot. KZ4TMA parked on a mobile rig.
What's going on? I tell you what, Simon, I want you to go over there and get the 14694 repeater and put that one in your stack. That's pretty much me and W4NGU's backup. We use it. And nobody's ever there, and it does such a good job.
Yeah, this is hard to believe. I've got the 14694 repeater. We can go there if you want to.
Let's all go to 14694 and see how we do, okay?
Copy 4CBA.